Hello,
and welcome to Coffee with Cashy. I'm your host, Dr. Trevor Cashy. Interrupting our series for a very special Coffee with Cashy on account of an interesting and amazing question one Carrie asked the other day, one of our TKN Kickstart challengers. She's a great sport, so I'm going to throw her under the bus. In any case, Carrie asked something to the effect of, it's getting to be coffee weather, but I need a better version of cream and sugar. Help! Needing a substitute. I need some Ben and Jerry's. I need some pizza. I need some candy. I need a better version of these other things that I need. Oh dear. How do we work around this? What's happening here? Now, the facilitators and the coaches and the TKN team, the veterans and the other challengers, the ones that know the ropes, I'll leave it to them, you know, especially everyone else in the group. They have some damn good alternatives, keyword, alternatives for things like cream and sugar in your coffee, okay? So, what you're getting is one of those annoying cashy-esque diatribes, okay? Now, the point of this, to spoil it for you, is to get the absolute most possible out of your alternative preparation method because you actually want it, rather than frustrating yourself because you are using crappy substitutes instead of the real thing. Okay, so that's essentially the punchline before I get into the diatribe. If you need Ben and Jerry's and you eat Halo Top, well then you're gonna frustrate yourself when you eat Halo Top because you demand that it's Ben and Jerry's. And so every time you eat that Halo Top, you're just gonna be pissed off because you want Ben and Jerry's instead. You need Ben and Jerry's, you eat Halo Top pisses you off, and then you get into this what's called restriction disinhibition cycling. Okay, so we'll get into that in a second. That's essentially where you restrict yourself until you can't stand it anymore. And then you blow up and really go double, triple, quadruple duty in that thing that you claimed that you needed. Okay, hopefully that makes sense to you. You restrict yourself long enough, then you blow up. This is why. It's the old BS you harbor about the food item that you need. Okay, so a lot of this is kind of like how and why people have a problem with chicken because it's dry and boring. It's probably more that you suck at cooking. Okay, such as the amazing swag Mickey and Samantha came up with for TKN that is showcasing, well, it's not the chicken's fault. It's not the chicken's fault, okay? Many people will use cream and sugar, just like sauces and frostings, to mask crappy flavor and texture and aroma of something poorly prepared. So that is something to consider if you're looking for an alternate or a substitute, etc. Because for the coffee question, and specifically for Carrie, bitter, just like any flavor, aside from the sophomoric flavors of sweet and fat, which, you know, you're essentially born liking, right? Cream and sugar, as it were. Anything other than that is essentially an acquired taste. You learn to like these other things. To that end, it's worth giving it the old college try as a sort of tolerance building exercise to increase your eating competency, that is incorporating new and advanced foods, by actively searching for new things that you like, most of them that you will discard. Okay, and that is the point. Some things you will integrate. For instance, a higher quality coffee on its own will be better. Maybe the need for cream and sugar for a higher quality coffee might be less or none. Additionally, a pinch or a small pinch of salt will block the bitter receptors on your tongue, providing for a smoother finish. This is why salt, for instance, is a flavor enhancer. Yes, it is salty, but it increases food palatability because it modifies electrostatic interactions between flavoring agents on the tongue, something, something, gustatory physiology, science stuff. So really my annoying alternative to cream and sugar for coffee in this instance, this is actually just higher quality coffee, perhaps in a pinch of salt. So it'll be weird, okay? You'll drink it slower, but that's kind of the point. If it's a hot drink in cold weather, then it will serve its purpose. Last thing, I do think these substitutes are good. I do. In the context of, I do think alternative preparation methods for things that you enjoy eating is a good idea, eating and drinking, okay? However, people ultimately get disappointed. They get into restriction mode essentially, because they approach it as, I need cream and sugar, I need Ben and Jerry's, I need pizza, therefore I must have it or else I will be disappointed and eventually act a fool, which is this restriction, disinhibition, binge eating, cyclical madness, okay? See the original post. A lot of people, her original post was, I need cream and sugar, I need a better version, help, okay? So, again, if they need it, they must have it. And then when they drink the fake drink, eat the fake ice cream, eat the diet food, all right? Well, what happens? You build resentment every time you consume the thing that is violating what you need. Hopefully that makes sense. And therefore must have or else. Hopefully that makes sense. This is why often why people think things like protein bars and Halo Top and the like, they taste horrible. Diet food is crappy. All these substitutes are terrible and they're just gross, right? It's very common. The funny thing is that they taste how they're supposed to taste. But if you're approaching it as if you are eating a candy bar or getting ice cream or getting pizza from your favorite place, well, then of course it's going to be disappointing. Because logic, right? Okay. To that end, many veteran clients, many, you know, people who know the ropes, they may want a black coffee. They may want coffee with Splenda or a dash of salt, even if they started as a cream of sugar coffee drinker, more than they actually want coffee with the cream of sugar. And then using Splenda as a crappy substitute and being mad about it. Okay. Excuse me. The former is constructive, consuming something because you want it, or drinking it with the understanding that you want something else versus need it, but it's good enough for me right now to do this one thing because it's constructive and it helps me, okay? It helps me now and it gets me to where I want to be. Sometimes I want a coffee with cream and sugar more than I want a coffee with Splenda, and that's the way she goes. Sometimes it makes sense to do it. Most of the times I'm better off doing something else, okay? The latter, I need cream and sugar and therefore must have something of equal or greater value or else I must have Ben and Jerry's, I must have pizza or something of equal of greater value or else, ultimately builds resentment and increases the chances of disinhibition where you restrict yourself until your willpower runs out and then you blow out. That's what that is. Disinhibition is a fancy science behavior word for the I can't stand it-itis that leads to binge eating and drinking and whatever else. You restrict yourself in your total consumption while also restricting yourself to eating and drinking things you don't want or fake things until you can't stand it anymore. And this ends up solving, when you understand this, that rebound binge phenomena. That's the point. Alternative methods of preparation are good. Many of them, especially the ones espoused in this group, in the private group between veterans, you know, with the team, okay? They serve a wonderful purpose. For them to work in the way you want them to work, think of it as something that you still like to eat, because it might be. It probably is. Do you need this other thing? And therefore you must have it or else. That's what that language means. So if you find something else that you like to eat, well, the best way to enjoy your food is to consume the things you enjoy consuming. And that might mean trying a bunch of things until you find the stuff you like to consume. That's the point. Welcome to living. That's the fun stuff. Okay? For these things, these alternative methods to work the way you want them to work, to help promote a more health-filled lifestyle, essentially, it's to enjoy them for what they are rather than gambling that it'll be the same or better as the thing you need it to be or must have. Hopefully that makes sense. Because if you need something, then you must have it or else. And that or else leads to if onlys, if only I had made a smarter decision before. Okay. Love your neighborhood curmudgeon. Thank you for learning. Stay rational. Until next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Kashi? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Kashi is out.